40 Days of Words, Clean, Matthew 15, verse 11 says, "It is not what goes into the mouth of a man that makes him unclean and defiled, but what comes out of the mouth, this makes a man unclean and defiles him." Hi, this is Jim Brown. We like clean. I remember my mom telling my sisters and me, "Wash your hands before dinner." She probably said that every day, until at least we were doing it ourselves automatically or perhaps got married and moved out. I remember saying this to our kids too. It was important to mom, and she probably learned it from her folks. Washing those hands made eating cleaner and probably stopped the passing of many germs between family members. But this verse, spoken by Jesus, is talking about being defiled, which is something deeper, something worse. The dictionary says defiled can mean, quote, "to make unclean or impure, to corrupt, to debase, to sully one's reputation," unquote. Dirty hands might last a meal, but to defile one's reputation can last a lifetime. And how does Jesus say we can defile ourselves? By the words we speak. The false, evil, lying, harmful, manipulative words that sometimes come out of our mouths. Now, in reality, we all have said things that, in hindsight, we wish we hadn't. Words that were negative, unclean, and perhaps defiling. Once said, they can hurt the ones they're directed towards, but also have the potential to defile the ones speaking, making them unclean. My prayer for today, Lord, help me to use my words for good and not for evil, to speak words of encouragement and not discouragement, to speak words that you want me to say. Amen.